WildTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready? No. You don't understand. I want to know. Are you ready?
For the thousands in attendance and for the millions not watching around the world, none of this is on television right now.
Let's get ready to suck it!
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sue Rocket.
Hi, Mom.
Lindsay Ward.
All of you men are simply intimidated. But most of all, men are intimidated by the fact that I have bigger balls than every man in this arena.
Interact with us live during the show and give us your takes on what you're for on Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote,
now step into the ring with us for the Raw post show.
Kane has got two words for you. Drop it.
Intellectual savior of the masses, Damien Sandow. And I thought that was going to be the highlight of this show. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show, live right here on WildTalkRadio.com, presented by Memlane Promo and PWMania.com. I'm, of course, the Rockin'. Joining me, as always, is the very loopy Lindsay Ward.
I'm confused. I've been puzzled. What did they do tonight?
I'm not sure. Apparently someone thinks the show is boring. That made my head scratch a little bit. Anyway, there's so much to get into. We're not going to waste any time as I sit here and get comments from different people. We open the show with John Cena. Yes, folks. He's back, and he wants to know, did you miss him? He wanted to...
Not really.
She says some people are happy, some people are, you know, upset, some people are skeptics who thought that he came back way too early, and one of the skeptics was JBL. Cena said he has sit at home and listened to JBL for weeks. Cena did a JBL imitation that was really, really, really bad.
Points for trying?
Mm-hmm. Cena then said, thanked him for motivating him. Cena said he held the world title before declaring he is officially back on Raw. He said he knows what the world title means. It means he's going back to the Friday Night Delight, a.k.a. where John Morrison called himself, on Friday Night SmackDown. And he said the fans in the UK would, you know, see him in November for a special appearance. But no, he's going to Europe to fight. Cena continued to act fired up about being back and ready to go, no matter what the doctor say he's going to, you know, have to, you know, get his elbow checked and wear a brace and ice it down a little bit from time to time. But at the end of the day, he's back. Fans chant, you suck. So there's a celebration later, but this is the C Nation and we run the show. And then said the champ is here. Out came Damien Sandow, who declared that the uncrowned champ is here. Sandow said he is not fooling the Unwashed Masters. Well, maybe he is, but he's not fooling him. Sandow says it's humanly impossible for a triceps to heal in that amount of time. Cena was gone. Cena held up the belt. Sandow says he thinks Cena is more hurting than he's letting on, and the reason why Cena is out here talking big is because Cena is afraid of him cashing in on him. Sandow continued to say he can cash in any time, any place, like right now, and the fans went crazy for that. But, you know, mm-hmm. But then, well, maybe it could be another night, just not tonight. Sandow leaves and ran into Cena with the briefcase a little bit. They brawled a little bit. Sandow then repeatedly hit Cena with the briefcase, took him to the outside, started to injure the arm, smashed a chair across the steps with the arm draped across it, and then Sandow claimed, "My time is now," and he was cashing in. And we went to break. Wow.
Okay, the Cena promo was standard Cena spiel. I mean, it was a little irritating just because of last night, because I don't think a lot of people wanted him to win, but he did. But yeah, standard Cena spiel, and it feels like they're really tempting fate with him saying, you know, "I came back, look at me, you know, I had a severely torn triceps and I came back in 2 months. Woohoo, look at me." Feels like they're setting him, like, basically going, "Screw you, fate, screw you all so hard. Here's the middle finger, you know, you can't touch me." Like, that's what it feels like they're doing with him. But Sandow coming out and cutting the promo on Cena was a nice touch.
Oh, it was. And then the destruction, he really beat down John Cena, did Sandow.
Oh, we did. The spot on the stairs with the chair was sick.
Oh, it really, really was. So at that point, we went to break, wondering, is the cash-in really going to happen? And then we did get a match. John Cena, Damian Sandow, it took another break in between the match. The match was pretty good. Fans were really into it. The thought of crowning a new world heavyweight champion was in the air. People were excited. Sandow worked hard, hit all of his moves, but Superman showed up to play tonight. Many AAs to Damian Sandow throughout the match, one-handed, and then overcame the odds, Superman wins.
Okay, I get this. I get where they're going with this. They're potentially starting a feud between Sandow and Cena. Because in all likelihood, after Del Rio's rematch, Sandow is the next likely challenger for Cena. That being said, having Sandow, it's like, having Sandow lose clean, because I've actually thought about this for 3 hours. Having Sandow lose, okay, fine. It sucks, nobody wanted it, but fine, whatever. Having Sandow lose clean kills any momentum he had. Any, because nobody is going to buy him as a credible threat now. Nobody. It's like he went in there, he beat the crap out of John Cena. Beat him down. Every other man would have been like, done, not Super Cena. No. Hey, John Cena basically was a one-armed man in an ass-kicking contest. It's like, and he still won. And it just, it killed any momentum Damian Sandow had. Any whatsoever. And what's worse is he broke his chocolate bar, which is just tragic. I mean, seriously, the briefcase, that's one hard chocolate bar. I was impressed. But, like, just the finish. I have such a problem with the finish because this was such a fantastic match. It was phenomenal. And it's like, I get why you couldn't have Cena get the match get stopped by the doctor because Cena would lose the title. Like, I understand that. But it's like, you know, you could have Cena get counted out, or you could have Sandow get counted out. You could have Del Rio come out and screw them both over. You could do any number of things, except have John Cena pin Damian Sandow clean in the middle of the ring. Sorry, I was not happy with this. I did not like you for this WWE, because it's like, oh my god, are they going to actually put the title on Sandow? That would be amazing. And, you know, since Dean Ambrose is on my TV right now and he's in the ring, nope.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Great 30 minutes of the opening from top to start. John Cena retained. Did I want Sandow to win? Yeah. Did I think he would? No. That's when John Cena is Super Cena, superhuman. As JBL said, he is Superman. Speaking of Dean Ambrose, He said tonight's a big night in, you know, the history of the Shield. Said they made a mistake underestimating Big E last night to Seth Rollins, but they will not tonight. Ambrose said he's the only member of the Shield still holding gold, and then called himself the baddest man alive. And then, you know, Roman had a stare. Big stare at Dean Ambrose.
Romy didn't like that at all.
Mm-hmm. But then he screamed, "Believe in the Shield." That was a nice little promo they did, setting up the upcoming match.
It was. It really was. It's basically Dean being like, "Dude, who the hell do you think you are? Screw you." It feels like they're getting ready to break the Shield off.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are coming up on their 1-year anniversary.
It has been 1 year, yes.
So, it's kind of one of those things where you could see the Shield potentially starting to fracture and break off, especially, well, if the Authority have maybe found themselves a new group to sort of handle their business for them.
Right.
Which we'll get into a little bit later.
So, with that stuff out of the way, we got a U.S. title match. Dean Ambrose, Big E Langston, went about a minute or so. The Shield got involved, pulling down the rope, disqualification. Out came the Usos. And then holla holla white man came Brad Maddox, and he made a tag team match. Players?
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, ew. Anyway. This led to anyway, the Shield took on the Usos and Big E Langston. You have no one knows why. Anyway, 6-man tag team action, really good match.
Fantastic match. I mean, you can't go wrong with these six. You can't. Big E didn't see a lot of ring time, but that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of sort of holding him back and getting him ingrained into things because he hasn't done a lot of wrestling. He's mainly been a heavy, and he's mainly been beating people down. So now it's something of they're trying to get him involved in the ring product.
Correct. So it ended up with the Shield picking up the victory. Ambrose took some of the spotlight, and, well, the Shield weren't all too happy.
Mm-mm.
But they were satisfied with the victory and the job they just accomplished.
By the way, those cuts on Big E and Dean look nasty.
Yeah, they did. So, we're into the second hour of Monday Night Raw, and this brought out the one, the only, the Showstopper.
Look, I know you're not happy about what happened last night, and you have to understand, I didn't intend for that to happen. All right, the proof is in the pudding, okay? I called that match right down the middle. And then all hell broke loose, all right? And then I saw what you did at Triple H, and I know you're not going to understand this, and I know they're not going to understand. All right? But he is my best friend. I know you don't like him, I know they don't like him, but I don't care. Triple H is my best friend, and that is never, ever gonna change. Our friendship will always supersede everything that goes on in this line of work, period. And last night, he needed me to be there for him, and I was. Now, I'm not asking you to be okay with that or to even understand that. I'm just asking you to just accept my apology. Shake my hand. Look. Over 10 years ago, I taught you the basics, okay? I gave you a great foundation, but you built on it. You did unbelievably well. You took it farther than I ever possibly could have imagined, okay? But consider this. Last night, I took you to finishing school. I taught you the final lesson, your most valuable lesson. This is the WWE. You want to make it here? You learn this. Here, in this snake pit, you don't trust anybody. Not me, not that soon-to-be wife of yours, no one. Now I'm giving you the chance. I am coming out here, humbling myself and being gracious enough to apologize to you. The least you could do is show me the respect I've earned and shake my hand. Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. For 7 months, I've been listening to people call you a B-plus player, and the whole time, I have stuck up for you, saying, no, he's an A-plus player. You want to know something? I quite honestly don't know. And once more, I don't care. What I do know is this. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be. For the love of God, I am Shawn Michaels. I'm giving you the chance on worldwide TV to shake my hand. Now do it!
Unbelievably disrespectful. That is a Hall of Famer, Shawn Michaels, heartbreak kid, who stuck out his hand out of respect and friendship. This is disgraceful. This is an embarrassment to the sports entertainment business.
The S-Lock locked into Shawn Michaels, who's tapping here. Michaels is tapping the S-Lock. Daniel Bryan can do serious damage to the Hall of Famer.
It's one of the most disgraceful things I've ever seen in the history of this business. Daniel Bryan should be ashamed of himself.
Is it more disgraceful than what happened to Daniel Bryan last night?
So you had Daniel Bryan then get stand over Shawn Michaels as we went to break.
Fantastic segment.
That was the old Shawn Michaels.
Yes, yes it was. It's like, oh, hi, heel Shawn. It's been so long since we've seen you. Welcome back.
The cockiness that was oozing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous. Good stuff. Love that he was selling the arm afterwards, too.
Oh, it was great.
So, go ahead.
And, like, the way that Brian sold it the whole time, tremendous.
Mm-hmm. For the love of God, I am Shawn Michaels.
Shake my damn hand.
Mm-hmm. Tremendous stuff. So let the speculation begin, because it was already running rampant before the show.
Oh, it was all over Twitter and Tumblr and everything, where, like, people had screen caps, and basically it's, like, just book it, Vince. And, well, I don't think it's going to happen.
WrestleMania 30, the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels steps back out of retirement to face Daniel Bryan?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so. But it's a nice thought.
Let the speculation begin, because it has already. So, yeah, great stuff. Nice segment. So at this point in the show, we've had a cash-in, a legend getting, you know, attacked by Daniel Bryan. So it's craziness already. And it just really begun as Renee Young is talking to Daniel Bryan.
Daniel, with everything that's been going on the last few weeks and what just happened out there in the ring, you must be just getting so... frustrated.
That's Harvard Merlin dissecting Daniel Bryan.
The Wyatt family assaulting and attacking Daniel Bryan.
Somebody help him.
Oh my God.
The devil made me do it.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Okay, before we completely rip the shit out of this segment, let's go with the good. This was a really good beatdown. The Wyatts looked really aggressive. They were incredibly vicious. I absolutely love the fact that when they threw Brian into the ladder, he just kind of falls right at Bray Wyatt's feet, who is literally just standing against the wall, watching the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then Bray picks Brian up, slams his face into a ladder before taking his face out with a push cart, to which he did a twirl to get to.
Yeah. I don't know where you want to... Alright, where you want to rip it apart. I thought it was really good.
I thought it was really good. Where my issue or my confusion lies is why. I mean, okay, so we've now had Bray Wyatt potentially start in quotations a feud with Miz.
Mm-hmm.
Kane came back last night.
Mm-hmm.
Then tonight you have the Wyatts attack Daniel Bryan.
Uh-huh.
How many people are they feuding with in this show? I'm confused. It's like you had Bray beginning to feud with Miz, and it looks like it really could be something, and then Kane came back and beat the crap out of the Wyatts, and well, it's like, okay, are they going to go with Kane and Miz, Kane and Bray? Is it going to be Miz and Kane against the Wyatts? And then they beat the crap out of Daniel Bryan tonight. I'm confuzzled!
It's good to be confuzzled.
I don't like being confuzzled. I walk around constantly confuzzled. I don't need wrestling to do this to me, too.
Trust me, it's a good thing.
If you say so.
I know so, because 3 weeks ago we were sitting on a conversation of what direction to take the Wyatt family. Now you've got many. So, be happy.
Oh, I'm thrilled! Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining, but I'd like them to, you know, maybe go in that direction. One of them, because, well, I'm just gonna drop the hint right now. The Wyatts weren't done.
They were not done, but we'll get to them later.
Later.
Up next, Los Matadores took on, amazingly, 3-man band in a handicap match.
And they brought a net.
They brought a net and tried to catch the ball. Los Matadores won. If you haven't seen the match, watch Raw next week. It'll happen again. Up next, Divas Champion AJ Lee and Tamina Snuka took on the Bella Twins. Solid matchup between the Divas. I'm liking the aggressive side from Nikki. She's been a lot more aggressive in the ring. She's more fire and spunk, as it were. Brie was very concerned over Daniel Bryan, so she was confuzzled herself, wasn't focused. And it allowed AJ and Tamina to pick up the victory.
It was a solid match. Very, very enjoyable match.
Then we get more confuzzled. Kane takes on The Miz.
Yeah.
Kane, simply put, destroyed The Miz in a minute.
He put Miz down.
The Miz down. Okay, we thought, oh, okay, Kane just beat down Miz. And it's like, we thought Kane would give an explanation for what's been going on, where he has been. So we're sitting here waiting. Oh, he picks up his microphone. Lindsay, we're finally going to get the answer. Are you ready?
Yeah. Nope.
Well, he did give us some sort of answer.
Stephanie McMahon, come out to this ring right now. I have something to say to you.
What? Oh, my gosh. Call out Stephanie? Don't do it, Stephanie. What could Kane want with Stephanie? No. No. This is not... This is not wise. Yeah, but on whose part?
I think this is close enough, Kane. You can say what you've got to say from there.
Fine. You have been on a power trip. You've abused your authority. You have been manipulative, and you have ruined lives. But in this day and age, it is what's best for business. Therefore, the monster is yours to unleash.
What?
What?
So, at this point, Kane's walking up the ramp. Slowly. Towards Stephanie McMahon. Slowly. So, he's the monster for her to unleash. He skips right next to her. And gives her the mask.
To which Lindsay goes, squeak!
Huh? Huh?
Okay.
Huh?
The positive, Kane lost the mask, so he's going back to heel Kane. And yes, Kane had a fuzzy. He has a fuzzy head, but he is not the fuzzy. There is only one fuzzy, and that is The Undertaker. I think we're going to see Kane become Stephanie's enforcer to replace Big Show.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what the role he's going to feel. I was thinking about this, because I've been trying to madly figure this out, because it makes no sense to me whatsoever, so I come up with storylines in my head to try and make it make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Wyatts beat the crap out of Kane. They took Kane away. Kane has been gone for about 3 months. They bring the monster out in Kane, or they re-educate Kane.
Mm-hmm.
They let him go, and then they bring him back. Or either... They either let him go, or Hunter and Stephanie let him got him.
I don't think Steph got him, because she had a confused look on her face, too.
Somebody went and got him. I mean, somebody got the Wyatts to let him go. I mean, Kane and the Wyatts are clearly beginning to show their you know, the Wyatts especially are showing their colors, as they are at least somewhat in line with Honey, Hunter and Stephanie.
Did you just say Honey?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't talk. My nose is stuffed. Deal with it.
All right.
I have a sore throat. Deal with it. So I think they're somewhat in line with the authority. Now, what that is, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or how far that goes, I don't know. But it's like the Wyatts obviously took Kane. Bray Wyatt potentially unleashed the monster side of Kane. And now Kane has come back to do Stephanie's bidding.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much what I could figure out in the span of the show after this happened, because I literally sat here for 15 minutes with a confused look on my face and my mouth hanging open going, what?
Yeah, we're going to probably stop this after the show's over with.
No, we're not going to stop there. No. We have much to discuss.
Solve. What's the word? Solve.
Sorry, ears are stopping too. Yeah. Anyway, continue.
All good. So yeah, confusion runs a rampant. Primetime players and Shield some stuff. We then have CM Punk come out to the ring. Said he, you know, talked about his victory last night against Ryback and Heyman. He said he doesn't know if it looks like it, but pointing to the bags under his eyes, but he actually slept like a baby last night for the first time in 3 months because he accomplished what he promised he got to Paul Heyman. Punk said he caned Heyman within an inch of his life, then put him to sleep. Punk declared that Heyman is history, which the crowd was going crazy for. Now his focus solely shifts to Ryback. Punk said Ryback is a tough guy, but without Heyman, he stands zero chance against the best in the world. Punk said he put Ryback to sleep last night, and now he puts Ryback through a table to sleep or taps him out tonight. And that'll happen because of whatever you vote. You, the fans who have an app. Punk told the locker room to take notice because he fulfilled his promise to put an end to Paul Heyman last night, and tonight he promises to put an end to the Ryback. So we got the stipulation.
Thank you, Punk.
Mm-hmm. So the match's stips were Street Fight, Falls Count Anywhere, and at tables, I think? Something along those lines.
Something, yeah, something like that.
Alright, so we had those, that match. Then we had a match. Fans voted for a Street Fight. 59% won in the Street Fight. So we had a little Street Fight between two. Punk wins by submission after doing the elbow drop through the table, then into the Anaconda Vice. So CM Punk wins! Yay! Punk wins! Thoughts on the match?
Solid match, not as good as last night, but solid.
So, CM
Thank you for...
Go ahead.
Thank you for fully making Ryback completely irrelevant and useless. We appreciate it.
Pretty much. So CM Punk is celebrating in the ring.
I have to agree with you.
What?
Oh, no.
We're here.
Punk standing his ground. Harper and Rowan. And Punk now with a weapon. The kendo stick after Rowan. See a Punk after Harper now. Punk trying to do what he can. But now Harper manhandling Punk. And a big monster Rowan now. Unloading. Two-on-one attack. And Bray Wyatt calmly watches as his family members dismantle Punk.
Punk has a chance to leave. He chose not to.
So Harper and Rowan are beating down on CM Punk right now. They just lay a beating into him. They do double team, a couple double teams. Punk is down. Bray Wyatt gets up out of his chair. And, well, things got interesting from there.
Something left, and then the clothesline by Harper. Punk with a headbutt right to the bridge of the nose of Wyatt. This is called Sister Abigail.
This is destruction. Complete destruction.
The devil made me do it.
The one thing we can say before we really get into it, CM Punk is, I mean, Bray Wyatt is a very polite man.
Yeah, he really kind of is. He, you know, he has manners. He introduced himself to CM Punk before he kicked his ass. Which is always, you know, the proper thing to do. Actually, it was funny because on the, on Tumblr, the fangirls were joking around saying, "See CM Punk, see what you get for beating Husky Harris with a belt? Bray Wyatt's gonna come get your ass." You don't mess with Bray Wyatt's vessel, damn it!
He went, "My name is Bray Wyatt, and I've been waiting to meet you."
Did he say, "I've been waiting to meet you," or has he been saying, "I've been waiting for this"?
I think he said, "I've been waiting to meet you."
I could have sworn he said, "I've been waiting for this."
Maybe he said that. Either way.
It's one thing it did really well was it got major heat. That got a huge reaction out of the crowd. Mm-hmm. Probably one of the loudest I've heard for the Wyatts, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
It still left us all scratching our heads going, what? And the only thing, you know, and now the possibilities that are coming out are, you know, Daniel Bryan and CM Punk taking on Rowan and Harper.
Or more people together.
Or more people together in a Survivor Series style match, which could potentially make Lindsay's ovaries go pop. Just
pop.
Pointing that out.
Go with the ovaries. Yeah.
You almost said ovaries, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, because it's part of how the song goes. Anyway. Confusion runs rampant, but I like it.
They definitely took them in multiple directions in the last 48 hours, which is good. But it's something of... you need to get them into a stable feud.
I have a feeling a lot of creative changes went on today.
I had a sinking suspicion a lot of creative changes went on today as well.
So, the devil made him do it. Whoever this devil may be.
Somebody else on Tumblr was like, you know, Bray Wyatt says the devil, he means Triple H, but he could also mean Vince McMahon.
Because I was curious, you found a picture of Vince with the devil horns a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
The devil made him do it. Anyway, up next, the real Americans took on the Goldust and Cody in an on-time match. Really good match.
Really, really, really was. It allowed the Americans to actually shine for once, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
They worked really well with Cody and Goldust. Everybody looked really good.
And in a surprising sort of turn of events, Goldust taps out to the Patriot Lock. So it looks like the real Americans are going to be in line for a title shot here coming soon.
Looks like it.
I'll be happy to see the match again.
I'll be totally okay with that.
Alberto Del Rio came out, talked about what happened with Cena, how he should be the WWE champion. The World Heavyweight Champion, rather. And he said it belongs to him, but everyone already knew that. It was a Del Rio promo.
Del Rio, honey, you've been officially made irrelevant. But
he stepped up, he has a stand for his flag.
Del Rio, honey, you're irrelevant. Just accept it.
He had a stand for his flag.
That doesn't mean anything!
They spent money on a stand for his flag.
Oh yeah, $50 on a stand for the flag.
I'm trying to be positive on Del Rio. They gave him a stand for his flag. Up next, Summer Rae takes on Natalya in your Raw main event. Summer Rae's first match on Raw. Singles match in her career. Natty led her well. Summer Rae looked pretty good.
She did. She really did. They had some nice counters to each other.
You can tell they've been working a lot together down in NXT and were training on the road. They know each other.
Mm-hmm. Although it was a little painfully obvious that Nanny was still slowing down for Summer Rae.
Mm-hmm.
It was still a nice match.
Nice match. Nanny wins by submission after Summer got distracted by Kali and Fandango fighting. Pretty much what happened there. Which then leads us to, well, the main event. The celebration, the championship celebration for the new WWE champion, Randy Orton.
A decade ago, the chairman of the WWE came to me, the man that started it all, and he asked me point blank who I thought would be the face of the WWE in the future. And I looked long and hard at everybody on the roster, and I chose one man. And I put that man into a group called Evolution. I let him sit under the learning tree. I mentored him and I watched him become a star. And then I watched that star do heinous and horrible things to everybody on this roster, including me and my family. But Frankenstein's monster matured and became the A-plus player. And I watched with great pride last night as that A-plus player inside Hell in a Cell became the face of WWE. Not some B-plus player, not some sawed-off little troll, who, by the way, is sitting in a hospital bed right now. No, no. An A-plus player. The A-plus player fulfilled my prophecy last night when he became the face of the WWE, when he became WWE champion. It is with great pride right now I present that man to you, Randy Orton.
I have voices in my head. They count for me. They understand. They talk to me.
Well, it took nearly 3 months for Triple H's dream.
What a great moment. A group hug. A group hug. That's awesome. Yeah.
To all of you superstars on the stage, Randy Orton isn't just our champion, he is everyone's champion. Which specifically means Randy Orton represents all of you. He is what you aspire to be. So I'm asking you to show the WWE champion the respect he so richly deserves.
Having this title, being WWE champion, makes me, simply put, better than you. As a matter of fact, it makes me better than all of you. All of you standing up there on that stage right now, fantasizing about the day you'll take this title from me. Well, it's not going to happen. You're either born a success or you're not. Make no mistake, I'm a success. And this is also the face of the WWE. But it's not only that, it's also the face of your superior. Now, do I make myself clear?
Well,
can it be?
It better not be.
It is! Well, he was barred from the building. There is a restraining order in place, yet Big Show is marching down to the ring, rolling over Reigns, taking a Rollins, going after Ambrose. The Big Show is here, and the Shield falling to Big Show.
That's what he's added to, a criminal.
And look who's here, Goldust and the Usos. Cody Rhodes as well.
Going after the Shield and evening things up here.
They're defending that 7-foot criminal.
And now a brawl on stage.
They're taking the Shield out of the equation.
Superstars attacking the Shield on stage. And that leaves a clean path for Big Show.
How does Big Show get in this building? How does a 7-foot, 500-pound man sneak into a building?
Somebody call the police.
Triple H is running. Randy Orton running. Save this videotape. This is a criminal action by the Big Show.
What about you talking about just working? You paid the bill for this? Huh? Yeah, I know about the restraining order. But you can't expect me to sit by and let all this turn my stomach. What's the worst that's gonna happen, huh? You're gonna have me arrested? You think I don't have friends that can't get me bail? You don't get it, do you? My lawsuit is going to cost you millions of dollars. I don't care if I bankrupt your whole damn throne. I'll take every damn dime. Everything you think you took from me, I don't care. I have nothing to lose, Hunter.
Oh, watch out, watch out. Watch out, Randy Orton. Oh. Randy Orton with a championship to the back of the head of Big Show. And now Randy Orton, the Viper, the champion, with Triple H directed traffic, barking out orders, stepping in McMahon as well.
That's how somebody stop the Big Show.
Stop the Big Show.
Somebody stops his authority.
Knockout! Knockout! KO! KO to Orton!
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he got him. Triple H and Stephanie are in shock. The COO is frozen with fear.
I think the Big Show is just waiting for Triple H. Oh, wait a minute. He may do it.
Wow.
The time they finally come.
Wow. The King of Kings is about to take care of this 7-foot tall criminal trespasser personally.
Or either he's about to get knocked out for a second time.
And at that point, Stephanie pulls Hunter back and stops him from fighting, even though he sort of, kind of, not really wanted to fight the Big Show. The crowd went crazy for Big Show.
Oh my God, it was huge.
That's what she said?
Well, that's what his wife said. At least I hope.
Anyway, it was a good segment then, Raw.
It was a really nice close because it's, you know, we didn't see Big Show last night. It was a question of, were we going to see him tonight or was he going to show up at SmackDown? So it's just a matter of time before he really turns up, and now we've got him.
It now begs the question, where are they going? Are they going Big Show Orton or are they going Big Show Hunter?
That's the question. They don't. They're taking people in multiple directions again, which is the theme all night. Mm-hmm. Is they're setting up potential feuds for later, which I can totally get, even though it was incredibly confusing. But it's like you understand what they're doing is they're basically setting up their next series of feuds, potentially either going, obviously going into Survivor Series that will carry them to Rumble. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, they may be setting up feuds going into Mania.
Possibly.
Especially with the likes of Brian Hunter, because that seems where they kind of started with Sean. And last night you had Brian knee Hunter in the face, so you know that's not done and over with.
Did Hunter put the Wyatts up to knocking out Daniel Bryan tonight? Why was Punk taken out?
Well, the question is did Hunter do it, or did she do it? The mysterious Sister Abigail, the mysterious she that Bray Wyatt keeps talking about, was she the one that kind of sort of nudged him a little bit? Because we don't know who she is.
That's a good point.
And for all we know, it could be Steph.
So yeah, that's Raw. Lots. If you went into this show thinking it was just going to be a normal show, you were wrong. Lots of questions were brought up tonight. Lots and lots and lots. And we have no answers.
Yeah, like I said, they did a nice job of setting up multiple directions for multiple characters. You can go in any of them that you want, which is good. But it's extremely confusing when you're watching it the first time because you're like, what? That makes no damn sense.
Like, middle of talking normal conversation, and it's like, wait, what? Confused.
Yeah, when you've got the announcers going, what? That's just not good. My only complaint about the ending segment was you had the Wyatts on the stage.
Were they?
They were on the stage. They came out, I think, after Hunter and Steph.
I'll have to go back and watch. Look at that.
Yeah, because it's like they did the pan shot, and I didn't see them on the stage.
So maybe they were. Okay.
And then when Hunter and Steph came out, that's when you saw the Wyatts.
Hmm.
And they stayed on the stage, and they were actually hovering there. If you want to look for them, they're behind AJ.
Okay, I'll have to take a look for them later.
Which, by the way, WWE Universe sent out a fantastic tweet that blew up two fandoms in one shot.
And the tweet is?
Hold on. Stall for a second, I have to find it.
See, you have to be more professional. You should have had it prepared. You bring something up, you should have it prepared.
You know. So, Bray Wyatt destroys Kane, then goes after Brian and Punk. Is AJ Lee dating Wyatt now? And the Phantom exploded. Mm-hmm. Just saying. And there are a lot of pissed off Bray Wyatt fangirls right now. A lot.
For the record, he's married.
Yes, for the record, he's married.
So in any case, that was Monday Night Raw. We'll have more answers hopefully next week on Raw for what's been going on. Maybe SmackDown will get some answers. I highly doubt it. Maybe a Miz TV, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
SmackDown will be interesting to see what the setup is.
So with that being said, this has been another edition of the Monday Night Raw Post Show Live right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Tune in Thursday night, Lindsay, for The Rack.
I'm sure we'll have plenty of stuff to talk about. News, notes, pay-per-views, Impact, all sorts of fun stuff. So tune in Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern to listen.
And it's the Halloween edition of The Rack.
It is, so expect a spooktacular edition.
Spooktacular? She's promising a spectacular, ladies and gentlemen. Better be ready. Plus, you never know what's gonna come down the road for The Rack.
Yeah, things are about to get interesting, folks. Really?
Really, really interesting.
Just pointing out, you probably don't want to miss next week's show.
Yeah, the one after the Spooktacular is going to be big. The week after, Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Is all I'm going to say. Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio. The weird, the wacky, and the unusual. It's CB Radio. You never know what to expect. We talk about everything. Wrestling, weird news, celebrities, music, Halloween stuff. Subway rambles. Ace Bands breaks up and we mock them for it. Because it's retarded. And yes, Kinkins. Yes, remember Spooktacular and whatever you just sent me. Sunday night, it is WTR Sunday Night Live at 10 p.m. Eastern. Join myself, Mace, and I'm Lindsay filling in for Omega this week, 10 p.m. Eastern for WTR Sunday Night. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of Raw Post Show. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com says Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwardesigns.com. Check that out. Under the Contact Us button, there is a link to my Redbubble store. If you would like to buy some of my artwork, yes, I'm an artist. I do fancy things in Photoshop and Illustrator. You can buy them at my Redbubble store. I have the series, I basically have the Wyatt series up and available for purchase. I also have the Sister Abigail piece and many, many more, so check that out. Also, check out CastyRiley.net for all your Casty Riley needs. Listen to The Rack Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern. Go to RackRadioShow.com. Buy the t-shirt. Help support us. We would greatly appreciate it.
ProWrestlingTees.com/RackRadioShow for the t-shirt. Buy it, please. I only ask one thing. Buy the shirt. So, for Lindsay Ward, I'm Sir Rockin'. This has been another edition of Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Kool-Aid happens in a couple weeks. It's TheBomb.com, y'all. And we'll be back next Monday night for another edition of the Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, PW Mania, MemblanePromo.com. Good night. Oh yeah, Mace plays video games Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. There you go, Mace.
WildTalkRadio.com.